This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about some of the problems with universities in America and focused on the economic issues. Today, I would like to talk about ideology. Victor Davis Hanson answers the question, how were the universities lost? He begins by acknowledging that most Americans already sensed that universities were a hotbed of liberalism and intolerance. But after the Hamas attack on Israel in October, most Americans were shocked at the level of anti-Semitic hatred on college campuses. He has several explanations. First, elite universities work to reduce their white incoming student populations. He points to the abolition of the SAT requirement and no longer looking at the comparative ranking of high school grade averages. The net result was a dramatic decrease in the number of Jewish students on many elite universities. Second was the description of Jewish students as white and privileged. The academic and financial success of Jewish people made it easier to target them as oppressors, even though they are a minority in America. Third, universities began to admit increasing numbers of foreign students, especially from the oil-rich Middle East countries who possess an anti-Jewish bias. He concludes that the net result is there are now thousands of students from abroad, especially from the Middle East, far fewer Jewish students, and student bodies who demand radical changes in faculty standards and coursework. He also argued that these schools may go the way of Disney and Bud Light. At the present rate, a Stanford law degree, a Harvard political science major, or a Yale social science BA will soon scare off employers and the general public at large. That's why I suggest that a college degree may not be worth as much as it was just a few decades ago. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.